Okay, so a little information on Planned Parenthood LA, specifically on our LA affiliate. We have 19 health centers within the LA County. We had about 225,000 patient visits during our calendar year, January through December of 2012, and over 60% of our patients are under the age of 25 years old. We have 8 health centers within District 2 target area, which Francisco and Celia were speaking about, and we have the fourth highest report of GC cases, gonorrhea cases, in District 2. Okay. So in general, I am the disease intervention specialist. Very similar responsibilities as Francisco and Celia. The only difference is that I am located within Planned Parenthood and specifically follow up on all of the positive GC cases within Planned Parenthood, within District 2 as well. Definitely being able to focus on locating, contacting, interviewing, and definitely being able to get the sexual partners in of these infected patients. The other big part is, for the most part, prior to me being there, whenever either someone from the county, whether it's a public health nurse, whether it's a public health investigator, or it was someone simply from data entry that was actually documenting positive gonorrhea or chlamydia cases, syphilis as well, they were calling the clinic. So one of the things that I've been able to come in is take the burden off the clinics of having to answer those calls and being able to have our clinic staff focus on those patients within those clinics. So definitely anytime that someone is doing record searches, whether it's Francisco, Celia, somebody else that's been assigned a case, definitely being able to kind of give them that information as quickly as possible in order to continue investigating and actually locating the following up on that patient. The other part is definitely representing Planned Parenthood and LA County. Technically, I am a contract worker through LA County, so I'm representing both Planned Parenthood and the County Public Health Department, but being able to really take a look at both representing these at the various community stakeholders meetings, and being able to really, more than anything, try to, as Celia and Francisco mentioned, create definitely a different appeal on working with LA County, working with Planned Parenthood from other providers out in the community. The other part is really taking a look at more of the quality assurance behind the process of reporting gonorrhea cases. So definitely anytime that there is any information that is either incorrectly filled out, it is missing. And a lot of this is crucial information simply because we sometimes when we are missing information, whether the address, date of birth, whether it is a phone number, that in of itself delays the investigation process. And we're very conscious that in being able to work these cases in order to interview these cases, it requires immediate action on our behalf to make sure that we're able to follow up with those patients. And many times, sometimes we're the first individuals informing them that they in fact have an infection. Okay. The other part is definitely one of the things that has been assigned to me is all of our positive HIV cases, newly diagnosed throughout LA County that come through Planned Parenthood. I'm able to make sure and follow up and link them to care to the appropriate resources and services. Planned Parenthood does not provide medical services for HIV, so we need to really focus on partnering up with those community agencies that can provide that service. And like I mentioned, definitely being able to provide those EMR audits in order to be able to make recommended changes. Currently, we have each clinic being able to have a designated person who sends out those confidentially morbidity reports for all positive gonorrhea, chlamydia, and syphilis cases. We want to make sure that when we do have staff that are doing that they really understand the importance of being able to do that in a timely manner. The other part is making sure that we standardize how we actually go about informing patients. In the past, it was somewhat of being able to inherit the responsibility of contacting patients, and each clinic pretty much had their own routine way of informing patients. One of the things that I've been able to do is pretty much standardizing and creating a script of being able to inform those patients of their positive lab results in order to come in and follow up with treatment, but also being able to share with them the opportunity that if forever, for whatever reason they do not feel comfortable speaking to their partners, they have someone like myself to be able to contact those partners. The other part is definitely being able to take some of the questions that some of the abnormal staff and being able to look at how to do their job in a much more efficient way. We do have a high turnover as far as staff coming in, so we need to be able to make sure that those individuals who are newly hired really have the information as far as how to properly fill out those CMR, confidential morbidity reports to LA County. And the last part is, again, on the provider side, we do have new providers. Just last month, we hired 12 new medical providers, clinicians, and medical staff. Many of them don't understand or are new to the in the arena of reproductive health, so we want to make sure that they understand how their role impacts being able to follow up, treat, and report some of this information to the LA County. Okay. Little few bit of information in terms of overall patients. Again, these are the 8 clinics that I mentioned. We have our Baldwin Hills Crenshaw, our Dorothy Heck, Hollywood, Lakewood, our Lakewood Basics, Mark Taper, South Bay, and Starter Fighter. These 8 health centers alone had a total visit of over 86,000 patients during the calendar year of 2012. Gonorrhea infections, specifically, again, out of each medical center, we have a range, again, of everything from 17, which was Mark Taper. And Mark Taper is actually one of our surgical sites, so it was not a full-time reproductive health clinic. We've been able to really take a look at some of our highest highest health centers where we were reporting gonorrhea, which was Dorothy Heck. So a lot of my time is actually spent at our Dorothy Heck Health Center. Total, we had 444 gonorrhea cases. Not all of these cases were assigned to me specifically. Sometimes what we had was patients coming in from different counties, from different zip codes, sometimes even completely out of state, coming in and testing. Anytime we had patients like that, we had to route them to the appropriate county health department. Okay. So these are our 2012 cases by quarter. Quarter one definitely was a little bit of a increase simply because this was the first time, and the reality is that we had a backlog of cases that had not been worked. So that's the only reason why quarter one, when I actually first started, had a high number, because that was my first opportunity to really start looking at interviewing and investigating some of those new cases during that quarter. So assigned cases that were assigned personally to me were 331 during 2012. Patients interviewed, pretty much half of those patients. The partner treated here were 31. And again, these are partners who had not come in and been tested, who had not gone anywhere else. It basically did not have any history or established history in the system, LA County health system, in terms of having a previous positive result. So these are patients who, if the patient did not feel comfortable sharing this personal information, how to contact the sex partners, probably would not have even known that they were infected or exposed with gonorrhea. Okay, so being able to really break down a little bit more the disease intervention specialist portion is definitely being able to interview the patients and contact the patients. One of the reasons why it is successful in terms of the embedded portion of it is that when I'm calling these patients, I'm definitely identifying myself as a Planned Parenthood employee. So it's not jolting in terms of them saying, I came into a Planned Parenthood facility. Why is someone from LA County Public Health Department contacting me? How did they get my information? Why did they share my information? And so one of the things that we've definitely been able to do when contacting patients is basically let them know that when I'm contacting them, it's just an extension of their visit. Following up to make sure that the treatment, you know, all their symptoms have pretty much subsided and gone away, that they didn't have an allergic reaction to the medication that was given, and basically try to get their sexual partner's information as well to hopefully have them come in and get for treatment in order to prevent any re-exposure as well. The investigation pretty straightforward: who, where, when, how, and the case management. One of the biggest things that we've seen is definitely taking a look at being able to partner up with other resources in the community beyond what Planned Parenthood can provide. We want to make sure that these patients have an opportunity to seek other services. And one of the two main services that a lot of patients are seeking are drug and alcohol and mental health counseling. Definitely, we want to be able to take a look at what can we provide in order to keep that patient disease free. Again, the community embedded part is being able to take a look at their extension, talk about partner notification service, and provide those resources as needed. And again, one of the things that we need to really mention is that once we're able to create that rapport and establish a relationship with that patient, they definitely call us back anytime they have been exposed, anytime they have further questions. Even one of their friends needs a resource in the community as far as when and how to go, come in and get treated. And definitely being able to share best practices with other providers. I think that's something that we definitely want to be able to share. There is not a shortage of chlamydia and gonorrhea infections in LA County, so I think part of it is really making sure that as providers we're all coming to the table and being able to share what's working for us and what's not. Okay. This is pretty much our testing process. I understand that for some of you that do work in health centers, the testing process might look a little different. So we definitely have, this is kind of the process of when a patient comes in and actually has the visit date, the specimen is collected, where there's a swab or urine sample, the date that the lab picks up those specimens. We have our internal lab. We used to use different public health labs. We've yet used private health labs, but we actually have our own health lab. Results to date, that's very important because we want to make sure that the lab is able to really process those specimens in a timely manner. And the plan date. This is where in the past a lot of the flow was being disrupted. When we hire new clinicians, they weren't aware that their responsibility of being able to check on a daily basis in their provider queue when they had positive lab results in order to create that follow-up plan for treatment for some of these patients. The contacts, we want to make sure again that every single patient that comes in positive, that is positive, gets that phone call within 72 hours, a follow-up letter if they've not been able to establish contact, and a second follow-up letter. Those are things that definitely look for in being able to make sure that we're contacting and doing our due diligence in order to inform patients of their positive lab result. The CMR, again, needs to be sent within 72 hours and scanned into their file. We have electronic medical records, so we want to be able to make sure that we're documenting all of this information in the patient file. And then finally, the treatment date. This process for us was taking anywhere between 10 to 12 days. 10 to 12 days of a patient not knowing what their results were. For us, again, it's being able to really shorten that time as much as possible because we need to be able to either contact that patient to come in, but the other part, that patient needs to be able to contact their sexual partners if they so desire or allow us to contact their sexual partners. We understand that the longer they're out with this infection, the more chances they have of being able to spread the infection. So one of the things that we've been able to do is shorten it from 10 to 12. Now we're looking at 5 to 7 days. Okay. And basically this is going to be my contact information. If you have any questions, I'll definitely be here to answer any questions. So thank you very much again.